news, everyone.
Let's get dangerous.
Who are you talking to?
No one. Your mama. Shut up. Take your pick.
It's Jake Sealy.
He's opening our minds to new ideas. Kill him.
You just made the list.
Oh, wait, you serious? Let me laugh even harder.
It's all in fantasy. Tales of the Ranks.
Sure, we talk about it all the time.
Really?
No. Burn.
Game on, you ducks. Let's get to the important news for week 15. Hopefully you did not play Cooper Kupp and Juwan Jennings and Brock Purdy. Basically, most of the people in the Thursday night football game, look, you have to go back to Cooper Kupp next week if you somehow survive. Matthew Stafford, huge letdown as well. The weather wasn't even that bad, as you saw. It just was a bad game all around. I will say this, though. We did have Matt Barrows on the SiriusXM show, and he mentioned that Brock Purdy is not good in the rain, which we knew, but it didn't look like it was going to rain that much, and it kind of only did, you saw it in the second quarter. Basically, if there's any precipitation, apparently we're not playing Brock Purdy. Noted going forward. Good news, Isaac Grendo got you some points, and the workload was terrific to see, so that's good for next week. Kansas City at Cleveland. Stash Hollywood Brown if you're in deeper leagues. I don't know that I'm going to trust him his first game back, or even the championship, but you want to stash and prevent anybody else from playing him against you. Might not even be the number one with DeAndre Hopkins in town, but again, play keep away. On the Brown side, no Cedric Tillman, which means Jerry Jeudy and Elijah Moore, fire them up. Jerry Jeudy, fringe wide receiver one. Elijah Moore, wide receiver three. Good news, as mentioned, with there. And likely no David Njoku, which just means more for them. I would not go to Jordan Akins unless you're super, 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 super desperate at tight end. Bengals at Titans. The Bengals look good all around. Nick Westbrook-Ikhine was bad news last week. Could have had that touchdown, as you know. And I'm not saying to absolutely start him 100% this week, but as you just saw, anybody can throw and anybody can have an offense against the Bengals. If you're desperate, maybe if you start a cup, Nick Westbrook-Ikhine, huge ceiling, huge floor, as you know. Commanders at Saints. On the defensive side, Marshawn Lattimore is making his debut for the Commanders, which means pretty much with Jake Haener avoiding all Saints outside of Alvin Kamara. And back to the Commanders, if you need a tight end, Zach Ertz actually has some performance bonuses that they might be looking to help him get there. So Zach Ertz, if you need a tight end, could probably get you through the playoffs if you need one. Ravens at Giants. Rashad Bateman good to go for the Ravens, which get to that in a second, because DeVito's at quarterback, don't care. Tyrone Tracy, deeper RB3 given the matchup, and zero offense from these Giants. Malik Nabers also a wide receiver three, but back to Bateman, because the Giants continue to have injuries galore, shutting a lot of people down, including on the defense. So Rashad Bateman in kind of these big games where the offense just dominates has showed up more than Zay Flowers, interestingly enough. So somebody that, if, hey, desperation play similar to Nick Westbrook-Ikhine. If we go to Cowboys at Panthers, Rico Dowdle, tons of workload. Both running backs in this game be hard to bench anywhere. You'd have to have really deep options to find them. So play both if you can. Brandon Cooks, yeah, got the touchdown, but he's not out there a ton. I don't know if I would turn to him. And then on the Panthers side, I would turn to, and you see me say that Adam Thielen, rest of season, top 20, maybe top 25 at worst. I love the way that Young is playing with him and the connection that they have. Jets at Jaguars. Breece Hall apparently looks good, question mark, might play, question mark. If he plays, not an RB1 with that risk, you have him playing as an RB2, maybe you have a safer option, but it sounds like if they're going to risk him, you want him in your lineup because it's hard to see them risk him with their season over. It's similar to Grendo's situation, like why put him out there unless he's okay? So still an RB2, could be an aggravation of the injury. If he's out, repeat before Braylon Allen, they should lead in this game, would be the RB2, RB3 upside with Isaiah Davis on the Jaguars side. Brian Thomas, this isn't a bad matchup like it used to be with the Jets, or maybe it just never was, and they were just overlooked by the fact that people ran against them and didn't even attempt to pass. But I wouldn't be worried about Brian Thomas. There is some risk. That's why he's a wide receiver three. But Brian Thomas hopefully brings you some championships. My boy, as you guys know. Backfield, try to stay away. I can't see you turning to Travis Etienne or Tank Bigsby. Dolphins at Texans. Dolphins are Dolphins. Texans are Texans. Not really much to go on here that you don't already know. If you want to risk the Stroud and Tank Dell, it's a risk now. It's not a guarantee. Colts at Broncos. Josh Downs is questionable. This is a 4 o'clock game. It looks like you probably won't want to wait on any Colts wideouts because, sure, Josh Downs, a wide receiver three, if he was playing even against the Broncos. But if he's not, Michael Pittman would be risky. Alec Pierce would be risky, and then, of course, even riskier if Josh Downs is out there, so I would try to find anybody else. On the Broncos side, similar in the running back situation. No injuries, but, you know, I'm not touching that backfield. Maybe they turn to McLaughlin coming out of the bye. Who the hell knows? I would pass on that backfield. Bills at Lions. Keon Coleman is back. Dalton Kincaid is questionable, potentially make his return. This kind of muddies up the situation at wide receiver. This kind of goes back to Coleman being the outside starter. You might see him back out there as such, but that would make Khalil Shakir drop down to slot work as the wide receiver 3. Amari Cooper should be safe, but as you've seen, some people have asked why he's lower in the rankings. That's because of the uncertainty of the Bills' entire crew being together. It is a good matchup, and they should pass more than they run, but it's going to be hard to know the exact pecking order. As of right now, if you want upside, Coleman is the highest, actually with Amari Cooper, but that's a lot of risk. The safest play being Shakir, because we just know his role, even though it might be more limited with Coleman coming back. Did you get all that? The Lions side, the Lions are the Lions, and they're probably going to run more in this matchup, which makes Jared Goff a little bit more risky than he has been. Actually, as mentioned, heading into the season, Jared Goff, these next three games, this one matchup and the next two outdoors was why that was risky. Steelers at Eagles. George Pickens is out again, and against the Eagles, that means no pass catchers for the Steelers. Maybe Pat Freiermuth, which also puts Jalen Warren in play. Higher ceiling than I think that Najee Harris. Najee Harris needs a touchdown at this point, but both running backs are going to be hard to get away from because they're going to have to lean on them in this game. On the Eagles side, we know what's going on with A.J. Brown, and look, squeaky wheel happens, squeaky wheel doesn't. We just saw a squeaky wheel Deebo Samuel, partly because his hands couldn't hold on to the ball, didn't work out. You have to keep A.J. Brown in your lineup, though. Devonta Smith, as has been this year, wide receiver 3 or 4. Calcaterra, deeper play, but not as good as last week at tight end. Patriots at Cardinals. Hunter Henry is a great one, as you've seen, if you need a tight end, pushing that tight end 1 status. On the Cardinals side of things, Kyler Murray is weird with Marvin Harrison. He's actually been better against zone than man, and Harrison's been better against man than zone, which is why it's been so inconsistent this year. I still am playing Harrison, but if the matchup with Gonzalez, maybe he sees him the entire game, maybe he doesn't. This could be a little dicey for him, but there's a high ceiling here against the Patriots. Kyler Murray, QB1 though, even though against man heavy coverage with the Patriots. On the Buccaneers side, Irving's questionable. Sterling Shepard's questionable. This is a 4 o'clock game. If Bucky Irvin plays, kind of goes into a lesser version of Breece Hall, which would make him a risky RB2, as we just saw last week, because he could leave early. But he would be the lead. Rashad White would probably be the strongest and safest play. If there is no Irving, Rashad White pushing RB1 territory. Tucker becomes a worthy risk as an RB3, hoping for a touchdown. On the Chargers side of things, oh, Jalen McMillan with Sterling Shepard questionable. Nice wide receiver 4 with some upside here. You know I like McMillan. On the Chargers side, Kamani Vidal might have a better day than Gus Edwards, especially in this matchup if they're going to have to pass more, as should be the game plan. And Ladd McConkey is questionable. You want to try and wait on him, similar to last week, but at least this is the 4 o'clock game. At least you have options if this doesn't happen for you at 4 o'clock. You have Green. We'll talk about the Sunday night football game, but you also have Bears, Vikings, Falcons, Raiders all on Monday night. So a lot of options to try and wait on McConkey. And let's talk Packers and Seahawks. Romeo Doubs is back, which means he's the lead. He runs the most routes, and Jaden Reed's out there with him, which makes Christian Watson more busty than he normally is. But boom or bust, as he has been, with Romeo Doubs back, Jaden Reed actually gets a slight uptick given his usage. With Doubs out there, it differs a little bit. For a longer podcast another day, but I wouldn't be scared of Jaden Reed. Similar to Cooper Kupp with the 0. There's still some upside here against the Seahawks defense. This is playing better, much better, as of the middle of the season, but they can still confuse themselves at time. On the Seahawks side, Kenneth Walker is doubtful, which means I'll update the ranks, and Zach Charbonnet should be pushing RB1 territory, if not in it. Good luck. Hopefully you advanced. Again, hopefully you avoided most of the Thursday night football insanity and disappointment. Fantasy football, we love it.